The broken pipe caused significant damage to the First Judicial District Law Library on the sixth floor and then hit council chambers below. Council President Darrell Clark says the drying out process continues.
We're talking to public property, and they've indicated that they made significant strides in ensuring that we'll be back in the chambers for the next Thursday session.
Clark did appreciate the makeshift spot that was created for this week's meeting from a borrowed courtroom. It had a side exit door that enabled council members to avoid reporters.
I love that rear door.
The cost of the cleanup has not been made public, but no significant renovations are expected to be needed, unlike the 2002 flood that required several million dollars in work. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.